What is going on, everybody? My name is Eddie Greer, the third, and this, once again, is the EG3 show here, part of the EG3 network. The EG3 show, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight begins a special preview of the Championship 4 matchups here, beginning with the Camping World Truck Series, which will go down this Friday night to decide who will host the Camping World Truck Series trophy. And then, of course, Johnny Sauter is one of those participants. Once again, did like he did last year, but it's slightly in a different way, winning 2 out of 3 in the round of 6 this year. Takes down, well, one thing's in common actually. Texas is part of that. He won Texas last year to, well, pat on his win total from a year ago. He advanced last year from winning Martinsville. He didn't win Martinsville this time around. He won Texas. And, of course, the last time the Truck Series was in action, he won at Phoenix last week. And this 21 truck team is on a roll right now. He will look to go back to back. And before I dive further to this Camping World Truck Series Championship 4 preview, of course, JPEG Sports will close up shop at the end of this month. And I made an announcement on the pod last week that I will go independent until, well, at least until further notice, but I will continue to do the podcast right here. It'll be on Audio Boom, as well as we'll continue to post these on our SoundCloud page. So, EG3ers out there, thank you for listening to tonight's special. You can only hear this, oh, by the way, on Audio Boom. So, back to the preview here tonight of the Camping World Truck Series matchup going down Friday night. Of course, a lot went down at Phoenix. Sauter going back to back, and he'll look to win 3 straight to cap off the year. But of course, last year Sauter did not win the race. He finished somewhere, I believe, in the top 10 for sure. I know that for sure, to win his first championship. But with the likes of Christopher Bell, he might have to go up there and challenge him for the win if he's going to go back to back in the Camping World Truck Series champion. So again, last week, crazy enough, and a lot of crazy wrecks happened. Did not watch this race, but went back to look at some of these highlights over here. Man, oh man, seeing some crazy bleeping wrecks out here. Ryan Truex nearly going overboard, and then of course, everyone's talking about, once again, involves this 19 truck of Austin Cindric turning Ben Rhodes into the inside wall in a front stretch. All goes back memory-wise to last year in the big finale in the Cup Series. Carl Edwards trying to protect his spot here. And Carl Edwards, again, was the dominant force. He was most likely on his way to his first championship. He gets in a bundle, has to protect his position. Why? Because of an aggressive driver in Logano. And those two, and you know the story after all that. Here, Ben Rhodes trying to protect the spot. He was 5 points back coming into the event. And Austin Cindric tried to put a nose under him. Couldn't do it. So he basically, like Joey Logano, turns Ben Rhodes into the wall. And it collects Matt Crafton. Matt Crafton, one of the Championship 4 drivers going into Friday night, he was not happy at all and calls him out, saying he better not finish Homestead, whatnot. So there's already some bad blood, if you will. Of course, Austin Cindric, part of that dumping mess in Canada with Kaz Grala, even though Austin Cedric by far had the dominant truck of the weekend, still put a bumper on Cash Grawler and basically ran him over and won the race that way. So again, this 19 truck, this has been kind of a theme for him, even though he's had a wonderful playoffs. This Austin Cedric, and oh, by the way, he's part of this championship four deal. So this is an interesting setup. Brad Keselowski Racing, as we all know by now, as we come to the end of this season, will close doors when a checkered flag falls, wherever he is in lead or somewhere. Austin Cedric has been impressive, but again, a questionable move by this 19 team. And if it comes down to something like that, woo, the gloves will come off. I can guarantee you that. You're at the highest stakes now. Miami, and yes, Cedric has definitely deserved it to be in this position, even though Ben Rose was definitely disappointed in the way he got dumped. But Austin Cedric at the end is going to Miami with an opportunity in his first full year. And probably we don't know where he's going to end up next year, oh, by the way. So there's no news obviously on that, but the focus is on this week that Cedric can be the champion in the truck series. And also, and of course, we'll have the original pod later this week focusing on strictly the Monster Energy Cup Series Championship for the Final Four drivers, which Brad Keselowski is a part of. So it could be a huge weekend for Keselowski. But we'll have to see what unfolds on Friday night. And of course, he ain't the only one that has interest in this race. Christopher Bell, and he is drives for Kyle Busch Motorsports. You're listening to the EG3 show here on the EG3 network here on Audio Boom, as we're kind of preparing for next year somewhat. So but anyways, back to the show. Yes, Christopher Bell, Kyle Busch, of course, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski. That is going to be an interesting follow here as we move on through this week. Of course, the two of them, the well-known history of them on the racetrack, and even as owners of their own trucks. Brad Keselowski going to shut down his program. We don't know if Kyle Busch is going to continue his programming, but at least as far as I know, looks like he's in the clear for next year. But Christopher Bell has had a magnificent season and a great season overall when you look at how he's won a couple of big events on dirt. In the preseason, one of the biggest dirt races in across the United States, wins in the truck because he's been the dominant force all year in the trucks. He's kind of taking a step back a little bit here in the last cut here, especially in the round of six. We did not see that speed that we've seen Johnny Sauter had here, so that's quite interesting here going into Friday night's truck race. Will King, he step it up like he's done all year? But he's been a class of the field until here recently. That Johnny Sauter, just like they did last year, clicking on all cylinders. But again, like I said here at the top of the podcast here tonight, that I believe Sauter, he's going to have to go up here like he did. He's done the last 2 weeks and race Bell, in my mind, for the championship here on Friday night. Given that any mechanical issues arise, which you know, one race, game seven-ish, anything can happen, especially in NASCAR. We've seen it over the years, especially in this format. Maybe not so in the trucks, but especially in the Cup Series here, especially with last year, the way things went down. So anything can happen for sure, but Bell, 5 wins, still the most in the series coming in to Friday night's race. And then Johnny Sauter right there with 4 wins. Austin Cedric and Matt Crafton, which we not talked about yet here tonight, which we'll get to him here in a moment. Matt Crafton, a former champion, he will look to stay up in here to get a win for Thornsort Racing and get another championship in the truck series. So you have two old guys, veterans of this sport, well, I should say of the truck series, in Johnny Sauter and Matt Crafton. And then you have a rising star in Christopher Bell and a aggressive young man And Austin Cedric, we've seen what he can do. Put the bumper to you. He's not afraid to do that. And if it comes down to a situation where all 40 trucks are up there somewhere, which really, if I peg off history notes here, that usually one car, or just say one truck, is usually off the pace a little bit. So if you don't unload right, you don't get your stuff right early, then it could be probably a long day for you. So last year, that was Christopher Bell. This year, he's back in the Final Four looking to up his game, kind of like Martin Truex Jr. here on Sunday. The opportunity to kind of redeem himself. Bell, he was in the top 10, but not as fast. Couldn't quite get up there, but again, you have that factor, like all series though, with the guys that are not competing for a championship to go out here and win a race. Just ask William Byron last year, the most dominant car, again, same car, used to say that truck last year got eliminated at Phoenix due to an engine failure, and it came out and won the race. So you still have to deal with those guys. But with these four, I think somebody can win out of this bunch come Friday. This could be a whole different story come Friday night. Crofton knows how to get up front. He's been at least kind of talked about. Maybe a little bit of a sleeper here. Of course, Crofton has won a championship twice. He's been in this position a couple times, but has not come up with a big trophy. Here, obviously, his lone win coming on dirt track at Eldora this year. Surprisingly enough, he's hadn't had more wins. He's had more bad luck more than anything, and he's going to need a little bit more speed out of that 88 truck if he's going to be able to contend for another championship here. And oh, by the way, the truck series opens up Ford Championship weekend, which Austin Cindric is a Ford, and he'll have a chance to upset the field here on Friday night. Austin Cindric, remember this, Austin Cindric was in contention for the win at Texas here, so let's not put Cindric in the grave just yet. He's alive for the championship, and I think the way that he's raced up until this point, he is going to wreak havoc on Bell, Crofton, and defending champ Johnny Sauter. And again, back to the defending champ. Can he go back to back? I think he rides a ton of momentum going in. And momentum's everything. I know that you want a race and all that. You can focus on Homestead. We've heard all that. Especially in the Cup side with Kyle Busch winning Martinsville and kind of not really paying attention to the rest two races. But that's sort of a different story, which I'll save for the pod, the original pod, here later this week. Bell, you know, can he regain some of that early speed that he had? He's still running in a solid top five, top six, but we haven't seen that Bell that we've seen all season long. And we'll have to see if this team can go out here and get the job done, pretty much. This is what it comes down to in all series, pretty much. You have a chance to win a championship that could really change your career. You know, Johnny Sauter, the veteran, finally, the name Sauter, you know, the family name, has been in the sport for a long, long time. And he finally captured that championship. It doesn't matter what level it is. You know, Cup, Trucks, Xfinity, whatever it is. Championship is a championship. That is huge on your resume. Sauter got it done. And now, Johnny Sauter and GMS Racing can add another championship. And not only that, go back to back. That is really tough to do in any sport, whether it's baseball, the NFL, basketball. It's very tough to repeat in sports. Bottom line. But I just got a feeling about Johnny Sauter. I have my prediction here in a few moments here on EG3 Network, EG3 show, giving it the K World Truck Series Final Four preview at Homestead, which will go down to Ford 200 Friday night in Florida, South Florida, which will open up Thor Championship Weekend. See how I did there. Johnny Sauter comes in there. 4 wins. 12 top 5s. 18 top 10s. He's been outstanding, especially here late. Austin Cindric, Brad Keselowski Racing, has that win at Canada. He, to me, is the underdog, given the fact that Crafton already has a championship, and Sauter, the champion from last year, and Bell, a rising star, he's moving on to Xfinity. More on Bell in a moment. Austin Cindric has 7 top 5s, 15 top 10 finishes. Matt Crafton, the other veteran, he looks to kind of, he needs to step up his game even more so, and that he's going to have opportunity to win on Friday night. The lone win, only 5 top 5s this year, 15 top 10s, and of course, Christopher Bell running for Kyle Busch Motorsports, and again, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, part of that championship 4 in the Cup side for Sunday night's main event, that which is going to be fun to watch, along with Truex and Harvick. Christopher Bell, the most wins so far this year, at least up till this point with Sauter's 4. 14 top 5s, 20 top 10 finishes. That is the most in the league. Christopher Bell, we haven't seen since really early in the playoffs where he was so dominant at New Hampshire. We haven't seen that type of performance yet here in the playoff. Well, since then, really. So this will be the right time to dial it back up for Bell. He's going to have opportunity to win the championship. Sauter right now is right in the hot hand. And when I look at my prediction here, Austin Cindric, after all that he's gone through this year, and even then some, as, again, for those of you interested in tuning into this race, Fox Sports 1 has the truck finale, the Ford EcoBoost 200 Homestead Miami Speedway, 134 laps. We will decide a champion. Of course, if one of those 4 take the checkered flag first, there will be a they will be the champion. But if we don't see the final 4 P1 at lap 134, or even not counting overtime possibility, then the highest finisher will still be the champion. So pretty much, you got to win the race or try to be ahead of your 3 championship contenders. 7 o'clock Central Time on Fox Sports 1, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And Fox Sports 1 has television and MRN has the radio coverage of that race. But again, we go back a little to it, my predictions. Austin Cindric, the underdog of this, as feisty as he's been, he's going to need that and more to be able to contend. I don't think it's going to be enough to get it done, even though he's finished 2nd at Texas. But this is a whole nother animal, this racetrack. Progressive Baking, ride high, up against the wall. This is not your Texas, Kansas. This is probably more so at probably Atlanta to me, because of the fact that it eats up tires quick, and then you got to run consistent laps. So pretty much it kind of slows down. So pretty much you got to have a car that consistently turning consistent laps when the tires fall off. And Austin Cindric, and this is his first time being at this track as well, to add on to the pile of cookies. I don't think he's going to get it done. And then you look at Matt Crafton. Not the top, 15 top 10s is still good, but the number 5. Only 5 top 5s. Okay, like I said earlier in the episode, he's going to need a lot more and maybe possibly a little luck to get the job done. But at the end of the day, I don't think Matt Crafton's going to win. So it leaves to me, Johnny Sauter, and Christopher Bell. Chris Sauter has been outstanding here in the playoffs to this point. Christopher Bell all as well, but Sauter is up on Bell in the playoffs, 2-1 here. And as much, Christopher Bell moving on to Xfinity next year to take over that 18 rod full time, he will be a contender for sure next year. But I think Sauter right now, riding that wave of momentum, and this is what it's all about, folks. To me, I just think momentum is huge in winning those two races. Texas again and Phoenix. And coming in at Homestead already, he is going to give it all he has and try to go back-to-back. And I just said how hard it is to go back-to-back. I think at the end of the night, when that checkered flag falls, I think Sauter will go back-to-back and win a Truck Series champion once again. He'll do it. He'll have to win the race this time, I think, in my opinion, because of the way that Christopher Bell, runs on mile and a half. He will be a factor, much more a factor this time around than he was last year. He was in the top 10, but he didn't have winning speed. Bell will unload with winning speed. And I think Sauter will as well. All these drivers will need to win unload with that speed. They're going to contend. I just think when I follow this pattern, somebody is going to be behind the chains, and it's going to be hard to catch up, especially with only basically all-day event. You don't have that much time, like the Cup Series or even the Xfinity Series, to get your truck ready to roll for the championship race. Somebody's going to be off the pace and trying to play catch-up while at least three trucks will be on point. I just think that Sauter will have another edge here. Again, Sauter was in the Final Four last year along with Christopher Bell. I think Matt Crafton was in here as well. I'm not really sure. I want to believe he was, but no, I don't think he was actually, to be exact, because I predicted him to be in the Final Four last year. He wasn't there. So that answers my own question. So you have 50-50 back from the Final Four last year with Christopher Bell and Sauter, and Sauter will get him again this time by winning the race. So, but it should be a fun one. Once again, the trucks, I think it'll be even more traumatic than it has been over the last couple of years, given the fact that you have another rising star in Christopher Bell, and he's going to be a player. But I really think the veteran, again, I'm leaning on that veteran experience. Sauter will get number two on Friday night. That is a look at the inside the field for the Championship Four and Miami Speedway for the Camping World Truck Series this evening. Again, the Truck Series kicks off there. The Championship Four weekend this weekend. Man, this is going to be a tremendous weekend of racing. Cannot wait to get it going here later this week, folks. This will wrap it for the EG3 show tonight right here on the EG3 Sports Network. You see what I did right there again. For those of you tuning in tonight who missed the announcement that JPEG Sports will close up shop at the end of the month, and I will continue once again this podcast. So, excuse me, still getting over a little bit for a cold for last week, so I better close up shop as well. Eddie Greer saying thanks for listening to tonight's EG3 episode.